All righty, the Vikings and Broncos coming up a little later today. Let's close the show beginning with the DraftKings and DraftKings.com extra point, where we go to Denver and hear about the adversary from Phil.
Thanks, Paul. The Broncos are 3-0 for the 13th time in franchise history, and they'll look to make it 4-0 this week against the Vikings. And normally when you're talking about the Broncos, you start with Peyton Manning. But with the way this defense has been playing, they've earned the right to go first. The Broncos have 10 takeaways through 3 weeks and lead the league with a +6 turnover differential. The secondary has smothered opposing wideouts, while the guys up front, led by DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, have gotten to quarterbacks. Obviously, this week, the defense will be tested with Adrian Peterson, who has crossed the century mark in each of the last 2 games. On the other side of the ball, both head coach Gary Kubiak and Peyton Manning agreed that the Broncos' offense made progress last week against the Lions, as Manning threw for more than 300 yards for the first time this season. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders create a matchup problem every week. Both were Pro Bowl selections a year ago, and both are on an early pace to catch 100-plus balls this season. After 2 weeks on the road, the Broncos return home where they've won 9 consecutive regular season games. But with the league's top rusher and a confident Vikings team coming in, this has all the makings to be a great matchup.
Joining us now for the Verizon Winning Formula, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. You hear Denver number one in the NFL in the take give, which is behind the score, probably the second most important stat there is to win, and also leading the NFL in sacks. What do you think of the game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game, and talk about a home field advantage for the Denver Broncos. Since they signed Peyton Manning, 23-2 at home. Tough place to go and play.
And they've won 9 consecutive, as Phil said.
Right, 9 straight. I think a big part of this game for the Broncos is going to be their pass rush with 4.
4-man rush. Stafford, quick throw over the middle, pass deflected in, intercepted by David Bruton.
For the Vikings, you want to be able to neutralize that pass rush somehow, whether it's with the running game, whether it's with the quick passing game, something to neutralize that pass rush, not let it take over, and then maybe you can neutralize the crowd noise a little bit, stable the game off once you get closer to halftime, and then have a battle in the second half.
Yeah, there seems like the winning formula here for both sides. This matchup really personifies the we know that you know that we know that you know that we're going to do this, because like Jarius Wright, Kyle Rudolph, running backs, just short to intermediate stuff offensively along with a running game seems like the offensive winning formula to win, but I would imagine Denver will be scheming for that.
Right, and I would say the same is true on the other side. I would imagine that Mike Zimmer and his crew will be game planning for something similar from Denver.
5-man rush, quick throw, caught, Sanders wide open to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Denver!
Short, high percentage throws, you have to be a good tackling bunch so you can rally and stop the play short of the first down, and then hopefully get that team into some third and mediums or third and longs, because that's when your pass rush can pin their ears back and get after the quarterback.
Nice job.
Thanks, Paul.